continue the sermon series on the Hallel Psalms.
好，我们继续我们的
听不到
诗篇的讲道系列。Testing.
Okay. Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 146.
诗篇146篇。
Psalm 146, I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my Lord, my God, as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground, and on that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigners and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know if you have noticed, but lately there's been an increasing amount of news report about new grassroots leaders who are working the ground.
我不知道你是否有注意到，最近有越来越多的新闻报道有关于那个新的基层领袖在基层工作的消息。
I guess it's about time to maybe start preparing for the next general election.
我猜应该是要准备下一次大选的时候了。
Obviously, I wouldn't know when exactly it will be, how far away it will be.
当然我不知道几时会是下一届大选。
But if you think about it in a way, well, I guess it's never too early to start.
但永远都不会早一点准备，永远是总是比较好的。
Potential candidates will need time to become a familiar face to the electorate.
候选人需要一些时间来让选民来熟悉他们。
And familiarity is important because you tend to vote for the one that you can trust.
熟悉的面孔是非常重要的，因为选民通常都把票投给那个熟悉的人。
Yet familiarity is only one of the many factors of trust.
但熟悉是信任众多的原因之一。
I found an equation online.
我在网上发现了一个公式。
And it says trust equals reliability plus delight.
他写的信任等于可靠性加上敬佩。
And so if you can repeatedly meet expectations or even to exceed expectation, which is the delight, then you will gain and accumulate trust.
如果你能反复达到对你的期望，还有甚至超越你对你的期望，你就能得到那个信任。
This is the same for products or brands, as is the same for politicians and political parties.
这和产品品牌都一样的，跟那个政治家也是一样。
But some will say, "Oh, I don't trust words. I only trust actions."
有些人会说，我不相信口说的，我只相信行动。
And that is very true as well.
这也是非常真实的。
Because saying is one thing.To deliver is another.
说是一回事，做不做得到是另外一回事。
And so you need corresponding actions every time to prove to be very trustworthy.
你需要相应的行动来证明你是值得信赖的。
And that is why on the election campaign trail, you will see politicians would like to mention their track record.
所以你会看到在竞选的时候，那些政治家常常要宣传他自己的那个政绩。
The track record of not only on themselves, but maybe also of their political parties.
不单单是他们自己的，也是他们的政党的。
They want to be perceived as worthy of your trust, or at least worthy of your vote.
他们要被看成是值得你去信赖的，也值得你投他一票。
Now, election times are when promises are made.
在竞选的时候，有很多那个是那个。政治家做出承诺的时候
，Vote for me，
投我一票。
I can do this，
我能做这个。
I can accomplish that，
我能完成那个。
Have you ever wondered just how reliable are all these election campaigns？
你有没有想过这些竞选那个宣传是有多值得信赖吗
？How reliable are their promises？
他们的承诺是值得我们去信赖吗
？There is this fact-checking website called PolitiFact.com。
有一个那个事实的调查网站叫 politicfact.com，
And they compiled more than 500 promises that were made by President Barack Obama during the 2008 and then the 2012 presidential campaigns.
他统计了奥巴马总统在2008和2012年所做出的承诺。
More than 500 promises.
超过500个承诺。
Now, of all these 500 promises, about half of them were kept.
啊，大约只有一半他做到了。
About a quarter of them, they were kept in a very compromised manner. That means half, almost did it.
啊，四分之一的以那个妥协的方式做到。
But still, there were a quarter of those promises were broken.
还有四分之一他没做到。
All of all these 500, they selected 25 top promises.
在这五百个承诺里，啊，那个网站选择了25个，那个头25个那个承诺。
Maybe you can't keep everything, but at least you know you keep your top promises.
啊，至少完成首25个承诺。
Of these 25 top promises, 9 were kept and delivered.
只有9个完成。
7 were partially fulfilled in the form of a compromise.
啊，7个以妥协的方式来完成。
But still, 5 promises were broken.
但还有5个他完全没做到。
You might consider a politician with 20% of broken promises to be really untrustworthy.
你可能会觉得一个政治家无法完成超过20%的承诺是不值得我们去信赖的。
However, note here that when we say that you're given a promise broken rating by this website, it doesn't mean failure, or it means that Obama has failed to be an advocate for his promises.
那个破碎的承诺的评级并不代表是失败，或者奥巴马总统没有完成他的承诺。
He could have exerted tremendous effort to fulfill the given promise, but still the promise could have died because of opposition in the Congress.
他可能付出了很大的努力，但是在美国国会那里失败了。
This is actually a perfect example of the legislative check and balances that happen that is put on the executive branch.
这是对行政部门立法的制衡一个完美的那个例子。
Or it could be also an example of the impact of public opinion.
也是一个公共舆论的那个例子。
Some promises were popular during the election campaign, but later because of changes in the economy, it's no longer popular to keep that promise.
也有些承诺在竞选期间非常受欢迎，但是因为经济的转变而变成不受欢迎了。
Still, you would have hoped that this guy is the president of the United States. He should be able, you know, above everybody to fulfill any promise that he has made.
但是美国总统应该能够做到他所承诺的东西啊。
But still, if we were to assume even he had meant his word, he has tried his best, but in the end, there were still a lot of promises that he could not keep.
他虽然尽心尽力，但是还有许多承诺他无法实现。
Now, why are we talking about politicians and their promises?
啊，为什么我们要谈论政治家和他们的那个承诺呢？
Because today's psalm is about the big picture.
因为今天的诗篇是关于整个大局面。
Today we want to think about what are our dreams and what are our wishes for a country or for a society.
因为今天我们要对是关于我们对国家和社会的那个愿望和梦想。
And if I were to sum up all the in two words, all the dreams and wishes that I have, I would sum up in the two words justice and care.
我可以把它总结成两个词，就是公正和关怀。
What is justice and care?
啊，什么是公正和关怀呢？
I think the long version to express it would be to say to build a democratic society based on justice and equality so as to achieve happiness, prosperity and progress for our nation.
啊，也就是啊，建设公正平等的民主社会，并为实现国家之幸福、繁荣与进步。
共同努力。
共同努力。Oops.
So we want all of us want this justice and care.
我们大家都要公正和那个关怀。
We want a country that gives equal rights regardless of your background.
我们要一个国家，啊，不管我们的背景是什么，它能够提供平等的那个待遇。
We also want a society that cares for the needy.
我们也要一个关怀他人的社会。
Actually, if you think about it, our dreams and wishes are not that different from those in the ancient days.
其实我们的梦想和愿望和古时候并没有那么大的不同。
At the time when this psalm was being composed,
在诗篇创作的时代，
justice was expressed as the liberation of political prisoners.
公正被视为那个政治犯的解放。
Those who are freed from the darkness of their oppression.
从压迫的黑暗中被解脱出来的。
Justice will also mean that those who are living in exile, those who are humiliated because of their social status, they will have their self-esteem and their human dignity restored.
也意味着那些流亡或者因为他们的社会地位被羞辱的，重新得到他们的自尊心。
That is what justice means to them.
这就是对他们来说那个公正的意思。
And then welfare to the strangers who are living in the land.And to the orphans and the widows, the fatherless, this will be an indication of the degree of social concern.
对陌生人、寡妇和孤儿来说的福利，将会是社会关注程度的那个指标。
And if these people who are typically the most defenseless and the most disadvantaged of the society, if they are protected and well taken care of, then well, that will mean that the rest are doing pretty well as well.
如果这一群最弱的、最无助的群体得到照顾，那么其他的群体就是应该是没问题了。
And so I believe that whether it's in the ancient times or today, if I were to take a poll among all of us, we will find this to be our primary desires for the country and nation and society.
不论是在古代或者在现在，如果在这里做个调查，我们就会发现那是我们的首要的那个愿望。
We have our primary desires, which is justice and care.
就是公正和那个关怀。
Now I have one question though.
我有一个问题。
If such dreams and wishes are so straightforward and so common sensible,
如果这个梦想和那个愿望是如此的直接了当，
then why is it so rarely actualized?
那么为什么它很少实践呢？
Whether in the past or in modern times,
不管是在过去或者在现在，
we still have political oppression of people who are marginalized in the society.
还有人被政治压迫或被社会忽略的。
We just have to flip the newspaper to see many of such examples.
我们只需要翻开报纸就能看到很多的例子。
We say if everyone agrees that justice and care is what we want, then why is it still a dream today?
如果大家都同意公正和关怀是我们所要的。为什么到今天为止仍然是我们的梦想呢？
Now to this, there could be many reasons, and I agree that it's not an easy task.
原因可能有很多。
But the theological answer to this is the problem of sin.
神学的答案就是罪。
Politics by itself is already such a tricky and precarious game.
政治本身已经是一个非常棘手和危险的那个游戏。
But when sin is added to the mix,That's when dreams are shattered and wishes blown.
但要是加上罪，梦想和愿望都会被破灭。
Pride and self-interest will take precedence over the good of the society.
骄傲自大和自身的利益将会比来的社会的好来的重要。
Leaders who are meant to manage common resources, to encourage and foster unity, to fight for the powerless.
领导者是为了管理那公共的资源，鼓励和促进团体的团结，和为那些没有能力的争取。
But these leaders who have taken on authority, they need authority and influence to accomplish all this.
但是他们需要那个权力和影响力来完成这些东西。
But with such authority and influence, that's where power corrupts.
这些权力和影响力也带来了那个败坏。
When powers are given,Unfortunately, power corrupts.
当你赋予那个权力，它也会带来败坏。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin describes the human tendency to abuse the freedom for the sake of his own desires.
它描述了人类为自己的欲望而滥用他的自由的那个倾向。
Leaders are often given often had a lofty ambition.That to really actualize this perfect society.
领导者在开始的时候，往往有一个要创造完美社会的崇高的那个志向。
But along the way, when egos are bruised,
但当自尊心受到那个挫折的时候
，when sacrifices are needed,
当需要牺牲的时候
，this is when promises are broken and ideals compromised.
那个诺言将不被履行，理想将被妥协。
Now the world has repeated this experiment many times.
这世界已经重复了，我们重复看到这个例子好多次。
Socialism,
社会主义
；Capitalism,
资本主义
；Communism,
共产主义
；Whatever philosophy that may be, each aims to have this perfect goals that they want to pursue.
他们都有各自的崇高的目标要去追求。
But sin have proven a little opponent each and every time.
但是每一次罪都成了那个致命的对手。
Then what?
然后呢？
Some might think that the answer is to wait for this sinless man to maybe give him all the authority that he needs to make it all right.
有些人未来答案就是在那个等那个没有无罪的那个人把权力全部给他来纠正所有的事情。
And indeed, human history has produced many remarkable people.
在人类的历史上也出现了许多非凡的人。
Those who can change the world for the better and lead us closer to the dream.
他们能把世界改变得更好，带领我们更加接近我们的梦想。
I'm thinking of people like Gandhi.
好像甘地。
Abraham Lincoln.
林肯。
Martin Luther King or Nelson Mandela.
马丁路德或者那个曼德拉。
Or maybe you have your own heroes.
或者你有自己的那个英雄。
But the psalmist today thinks very little of such a kind of hope.
但诗人对这个期望并不。这种希望并不带着太大的期望。
He says, "Do not put your trust in princes or in human beings who cannot save."
他说：“你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助。
Because when their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans will come to nothing."
因为当他的气一断，就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。
So no matter how wonderful they are.
不管他们是多么的美好
，The psalmist reminds us that they will eventually die.
诗人提醒我们，他们最终将会死亡。
They will die, but sin will continue.
他们最终将会死亡，但罪将会继续。
Gandhi has died.
甘地死了。
But violence and hatred continues.
但暴力和仇恨还继续着。
Lincoln has died.
林肯也死了。
But slavery has lived on.
但奴隶制度还是继续着。
King.Martin Luther King and Mandela has died.
马丁路德和曼德拉也同样死了。
But racism still lives on.
但种族主义还继续着。
Then we say, then what?
然后呢？
Some reminds us that trust takes years to build, seconds to break, but forever to repair.
信任需要多年来建立，但只需要一秒就可以破坏，而需要永远来恢复。
It takes forever to repair trust.
需要永远来修复那个信任。
And all these broken promises of the leadership everywhere might turn you into a very cynical man.
这些破碎的承诺可能把你变成一个愤世嫉俗的人。
To hell with all these leaders and dreams for the world.
世界的领导人和那个世界的梦想都去死吧。
I will be an anarchist.
我是一个无政府主义者。
I trust no one and serve no one.
我不信任的人，我也不服从任何人。
And if you were to look at the comments on the internet, you might think that we are not that far off from such a reality.
如果你看那个互联网上的那些评论，我们和这个现实不是太远。
The government and any authority, whatever activist group, they can do nothing right.
政府或者有关当局所做的都是不好的。
Only my personal opinion can do nothing wrong.
只有我的个人意见才是最好的。
Brothers and sisters, beware.
兄弟姐妹们请小心。
Beware.
请小心。
There is a word in the Bible, bitterness.
圣经中有这个bitterness.
Bitterness. And the Chinese Bible translator translated it as 苦毒。
对，苦毒。
Which is interesting. It literally means a bitter poison.
就是说很苦的毒药。
I went to check this out, and it's not in any Chinese dictionary. It's a Christian word.
小慧牧师找了那个很多字典，但是找不到。
This 苦毒 bitterness is a Christian word.
这苦毒是一个基督教的特别的字。
It means sounds like bitter poison.
就是苦的毒药。
Now I think this is a very insightful translation.
这是一个很有深刻见解的那个翻译。
Because bitterness is like.A form of poison that affects the mind.
因为苦毒就像毒药一样，会慢慢影响你的脑袋。
And when you're continually being troubled by injustice in your country or the uncaring state of your society, that creates bitterness in you.
如果你不断的因为国家的不公正和社会的不关心，对你造成困扰的话，这会慢慢成为对你的来说是一个苦毒。
You might not sense it or think that this is anything wrong.
你可能会不会觉得有什么不妥？
And in fact, you will feel always rather justified by all the rage that you have against the wrongs of the world.
你可能会对你自己怒斥这世界上所有的不对而感到没不妥。
But brothers and sisters, beware.
但兄弟姐妹们啊，请注意。
Because this bitterness is poison.
这苦毒是毒药。
If it's not taken care of over time, it would make you incapable of trust.
如果处理得不好的话，它让你再也无法信任。
It makes you incapable of dream.
无法梦想。
And eventually, it makes you incapable of love.
啊，最终无法爱。
Bitterness can also be a poison for a whole community.
苦毒也可能是对整个社区的那个毒药。
And it will manifest itself through ultra nationalism.
它通常它通过那个啊，它那个超民族主义表现出来。
Through protectionism.Alienation of strangers and so on.
啊，保护主义，啊，对陌生人的异化等。
I'm worried about some of these anti-foreigner campaigns that are going on in our society today.
我非常担心正在进行那个啊反外国人的运动的。
It's a symptom of such bitterness being unresolved in our Singaporean society.
这是啊新加坡社会没有解决的苦毒的那个征兆。
And we are trying to seek our own ways to resolve all this perceived injustice or the lack of care in our community.
我们在用自己的方式来解决这个啊不公正和缺乏关怀。
But when we are poisoned by such bitterness,
当我们啊被这个苦毒所毒害
，then our acts of all these things that we try to do, they will wreak.Of the same injustice and coldness that we so yearn to eradicate.
我们的行为跟我们希望除去的这些不好的东西会是一样的。
Now, if bitterness is a poison,
如果苦毒是个毒药
then may I propose an antidote?
那让我告诉你一个解药。
Now, this Psalm 146 belongs to a group of psalms. We call them the Hallel Psalms.
啊，这诗篇一百四十六是属于一组。哈利路亚诗篇
and the Jews gave it a name. They call it the Pesuke de Zimra.
啊，有一个犹太的名字。
And I'm getting it wrong as well. It's fine. Okay. Now, what do you mean by Hallel Psalms? Hallel Psalms means psalms of praise.
啊，哈利路亚诗篇就是赞美诗篇。
Now, 2 years ago in 2012,
啊，两年前在2012,
we preached from Psalm 113 to 118.
我们的讲道从诗篇要113篇到118篇。
You can find this online.
你可以在这个找在网上找得到。
And they are Hallel Psalms that are sung during all the major Jewish festivals.
他们是那个啊哈利路亚诗篇都在是在主要犹太节日里所唱的。
This year during this Easter period, we are preaching on another series of Hallel Psalms.
我们这个期间在另外一个赞哈利路亚诗篇系列。
And this Psalms is from 145 to 150.
是从145篇到150篇。
They are called the Pesukes de Zimra.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name. Okay. And these are a group of prayers that are recited for every Jewish morning prayer.
啊，这是一组犹太人每天早上清晨。崇拜时候所要诵读的那个经文。
I try to listen to some of this online. Basically, they were singing out in their morning Jewish morning services.
啊，我尝试在网上听这个，基本上就是他们在早上崇拜的时候所那个背诵的。
Now I believe that these psalms would be the antidote to our bitterness against all the injustice and social apathy of this world.
我相信这诗篇可能是对我们这个世界所有的不公正和社会的冷漠的那个解药。
When Pastor Daniel was sharing on Psalm 145 last week,
啊，当光耀传道分享啊诗篇一百四十五篇
，He quoted this Jewish belief.
他引用了这个犹太人的信仰。
And there is a belief that if anyone was to continuously recite that Psalm 3 times a day,
啊，也相信如果有个人可以持续每天三次。诵读这篇诗篇
then he will surely know that he is a child of the world to come.
他肯定会知道自己就是未来的世界之子。
Three times a day sounds like taking medicine, doesn't it?
一天三次就跟吃药一样。
Now, why do I say that these Hallel Psalms are the antidote to our bitterness?
为什么我说这个哈利路亚诗篇是我们的解药？
Because these Psalms expresses what is the true hope of mankind.
因为这些诗篇表达了人类真正的希望。
True hope rests not on fallible men and their campaign promises.
真正的希望并不是寄托在那个会犯错误的人或者是他们的竞选的承诺。
Even though, yes, they have a job to do, and we as citizens also have a job to pick the best person for the job.
即使他们仍然有份工作要做，我们作为公民的仍然必须选择适合的人把那个工作做好。
What is true hope then?
什么是真正的希望？
True hope means the faith that we will eventually receive that salvation that will come in the form of perfect justice and perfect righteousness in the land.
它是真正的希望是我们相信我们最终将会得到完美的公正的公义的形式的救恩。
We have faith that there will be one day where we have peace and happiness that is for all.
我们有一天会为所有的人找到平安和喜乐的那个信念。
And true hope, therefore, can only rest in the one true God.
真正的希望是在上真正的上帝。
And we need hope.
我们需要希望。
I say again.We need hope.
我们需要希望。
Because this hope is the antidote to all the bitterness that we might have.
因为这希望是对我们的所有的苦毒的那个解药。
And so our psalm today says, Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob.
我们今天诗篇说到以雅各的神为帮助。
Whose hope is in the Lord their God.
仰望耶和华他的神。
He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them.
耶和华创造天地海和其中的万物。
He remains faithful forever.
他守诚实直到永远。
Now the psalmist has purposely mentioned Jacob.
这个诗人特别提到那雅各。
Because he wants us to remember that there is this one promise maker who is also the true and faithful promise keeper.
他要我们记得有这么一个做出承诺的，也是那个真正信实守承诺的。
He will keep the promises of his covenant.
他必守所立的约。
And he has the power to make it happen.
他有那个能力、权力做得到。
But he will never be corrupted by this absolute power.
他绝对不会让这个能力、这个权力所败坏。
And so those who can put their trust in him are blessed.
所以信靠他的人必蒙福了。
They are blessed certainly because yes, he will fulfill his promises.
他们肯定会蒙福，因为。他必履行他的诺言。
But I think the greater promise is that because of him, they have true hope.
但最大的那个承诺就是因为他，他们将会得到更大的祝福。
盼望。
盼望。
Now our bitterness and our cynicism, they arose because of our faithlessness.
我们的苦毒和我们的和那个权辱主义源于我们的不信实。
We might have given up or despair of this better world to come.
我们已经放弃了梦想一个更美好的世界。
When we do this, this is poison.
当我们这样子做的时候，这就是毒药。
And when we can put our hope in the Lord, this is antidote.
当我们把我们希望交托给上帝，这就是解药。
Where is our hope? Why do we put our hope in Him?
为什么把我们的希望放在他那里呢？
The psalm reminds us that the Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion.For all generations.
诗篇说到耶和华要做王直到永远。西安啊，你的神要做王直到万代。
This is why we praise the Lord.
这是为什么我们要赞美耶和华。
I like this imagery that was shared by Pastor Daniel last week.
我喜欢刚刚传道上周所分享的那个景象。
He says our God is like a king with open hands.
他说我们的上帝是好像一个睁开双手的国王。
This came from verse 16 of the Psalm 145. He says, "You open your hands and satisfy every living thing."
诗篇145篇16节说到你张手使有生气的都随愿饱足。
So, brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们
is your hope in this one true King with open hands?
你的希望是不是在这个张开双手的国王？
Sometimes I think it's not easy to hope when we see so much negative things around.
有时候我知道，当我们看到好多负面的东西的时候，是不容易抱着希望。
I like this Jewish discussion that I found online.
我很喜欢在我在网上找到的这个犹太人的那个啊论讨论。
So this guy was commenting to his rabbi about this this series of Hallel Psalms.
啊，这个家伙告诉啊他的拉比。
He says, you know, Israel, the Jewish people, they must trust only in God.
啊，以色列啊，犹太人只能信靠神。
It's only through arousing our sense of His power and providence, then can we find any comfort in this world.
只有通过唤起我们对上帝的权力和所赐给的那个感觉，才能找到任何的安慰。
Then quoting another rabbi, he says, "Those who do not trust in God, he puts his trust in something else."
那些不相信上帝的，他将把他的信任放在别的东西。
He says, "I can identify with this." And perhaps more so because I'm so familiar with the world out there.
我当然认同这一点，因为我非常熟悉那个啊，那在那里的那些外面的世界。
And so he said, therefore, I find these psalms very powerful.
所以他觉得这个诗篇非常有力量。
I agree with his reflection of these psalms.
我同意他对这些诗篇的这个反思。
They remind us to put our trust in the right place.
他提醒我们要啊有那个信靠。
Because if you don't put your trust in the right place, then you are just putting it somewhere.
如果我们不把信靠，我们的信靠放在对的地方，那我们会放在别的地方。
Maybe you are putting your trust in something that is very fallible.
啊，可能是放在一个容易犯错的，会有犯错误的人。
Or maybe worse, you put your trust in your own cynical self, cynical view of the world.
或者是你自己愤世嫉俗的那个观点。
And when you do that, you are just wallowing in your own bitterness.
当你这样做的时候，你将会沉迷于你自己的苦毒。
Now the psalm begins with the charge.
诗篇一开始就做出一个指示。
He says, "Praise the Lord."
你们要赞美耶和华。
Then he says, "Praise the Lord, my soul."
我的心啊，你要赞美耶和华。
It's kind of funny, isn't it?
啊，是不是有点奇怪
？Why do you have to tell yourself?To praise.
为什么你要告诉你自己要赞美
？But sometimes it's like that.
但有时候就是这样。
John Calvin says that, you know, after these psalms, after calling in general everybody to praise.
啊，加尔文说，当叫所有的人来赞美神。
This psalmist then addresses himself.
他之后再谈到他自己。
What we can infer from this is that the influence, you know, that moved him is not something volatile, something superficial.
我们可以推断，那感动他的不是容易变的，也不是肤浅的。
But this calling himself, his soul to praise, is a constant affection that is followed up by activity and eventually to prove by all his efforts.
而是一个稳重和不间断的亲情，啊，那个不间断的工作来证明他的努力不是假装的。
So tell yourself, call yourself, praise the Lord, my soul.
告诉你自己。赞美耶和华。
Because brothers and sisters, what are we fighting against, really?
兄弟姐妹们，我们在对抗些什么东西呢
？We think we are fighting against the injustice, the cold-heartedness, the apathy of this world. Yes.
我们正在打击那世界的那个不公正、冷淡和冷漠。
But even more so, we are fighting against the resulting bitterness from seeing all this.
但越是这样，我们所打击的就是它所带来产生的那个苦毒。
Our response, therefore, is a call to all and call to yourself to praise.
我们的反应是要呼叫所有的人和我们，包括我们自己来赞美。
To call us to put our trust in the right place.
把信任放在正确的地方。
To put our trust in the one true King with open hands.
把我们的信任放在一个交托给一个真正的国王。
So therefore, call yourself to praise. Call yourself.To say hallelujah.
呼召自己赞美，呼召自己 hallelujah.
Like the Jews, every day.
就像犹太人一样，每一天。
Every morning.
每一个早上。
Maybe make it 3 times a day.
可能一天三次。
And when you do that, when you find true hope, therefore, in your heart.
当你心里有真正的希望时
，you will be a different person from the bitter and disillusioned world out there.
你将会成为一个和这个苦和梦想破灭的世界不一样的人。
When you have hope,
当你有希望
，You will be blessed and you will be a blessing.
你就有福了，你也会叫别人得福。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you are the King with open hands. Teach us, O Lord, teach us to trust in you, to put all our praises to you because you are deserving of all praise. Lord, we thank you because of who you are. In all this, we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在以奉献来回应神的爱。红色的奉献袋是我们的经常奉献，蓝色的奉献袋是我们宣教的奉献。弟兄姐妹，我们起立奉献。
祝福，哈利
们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典丰丰富富够我们用。我们也特别为这在宣教工厂上、职场上的，我们继续的向你来求恩。主啊，他们在这各个地方在跟这个黑暗征战，求主你常与他们同在，叫我们这个群体也常常纪念到他们，也与他们同工。我们为这我们在这世上所要完成的一切，求主你建立我们手所中做的工，我们奉献我们的身心灵，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。Today's psalm is about putting our trust in the Lord, and I think Angeline has chosen well. Let's respond with this song, You Are My Strength. You are my strength, strength like no other.